When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BD Entrick. This will be your Monday, August 7th edition, recapping Sunday on the Diamond. Get you ready for another week of baseball action. Apologies for no Friday show. Halfway through the recording, my internet went out. I had it out for over 24 hours. So tons of fun in my world. Was not able to get the show out to you guys as usual, but we are back ready to go. Thanks to Jake Crumpler for covering over the weekend. As always, let's talk about some news and notes from Sunday. Tyler Glasnow was scratched from his Sunday start with back spasms that apparently began Saturday night. They were just really, really serious. Obviously could not pitch. Rosmer Ramirez made the spot start on Sunday. Glasnow's technically day-to-day. We'll see when he makes his next start. No further news was available just yet. Philadelphia Philly Brandon Marsh to the IL with a bruised knee. He was seen on crutches in the locker room. He bruised the knee colliding into the wall for a catch on Saturday. He will be out 2 to 3 weeks with this knee injury. Weston Wilson was recalled from AAA. He'll make his debut in the bigs with the Phillies in AAA. Wilson was hitting 260 with 25 home runs and 23 stolen bases. Early reports say Wilson will platoon in left field with Jake Cave. We'll see, though. With talent like that from Wilson and the minors, I'd want to see a little more than a platoon with Jake Cave. So keep an eye on that situation for maybe a potential fab pickup next weekend. We'll see how Weston Wilson does with the Phillies. Carlos Rodon just keeps the bumps just keep coming for Carlos Rodon and the Yankees. Rodon left Sunday start with a left hamstring tightness. At least it wasn't the arm or the shoulder this go around, but the struggles to get back to normalcy for Carlos Rodon continue, and he is day to day for now. A real big bummer here. Josh Young left Sunday's game after getting hit on the hand with a ball. He has a left thumb fracture. There's no set timetable yet for Young, but I'd imagine he's going to miss quite a bit of time. I think like at least 4 to 6 weeks, maybe longer. So it's kind of you drop him unless you have IL spot situation. Sebi Zavala of the Chicago White Sox was placed on the IL with an oblique injury. Carlos Perez was recalled to rejoin the White Sox. Javi Baez was scratched on Sunday as he's still dealing with bereavement list issues. Salvador Perez left Sunday's game after getting hit on the hand as well. He has a left hand contusion. He is day-to-day. The x-rays were negative on Salvi Perez. Ketel Marte left Sunday's game with left quad tightness. They're hoping he is going to miss just a day or two, so he is day-to-day as well. The Giants, they sent Casey Schmidt back to AAA and recalled Matt Mathias, who was a part of the AJ Pollock trade from Seattle. I discussed this on other shows I do. When Thairo Estrada was coming back, Casey Schmidt was going to get sent back down was the logical move here. Estrada can play second and short, of course. Schmidt's been struggling and needs to get his back going again in AAA. Mathias can play all over the infield, so he has more versatility to the Giants roster. So it made sense to send Schmidt back to AAA, get his bat back in order. He will be back sometime this season. His glove is very, very good, and the Giants need that defense because it has been sketchy as usual. Last but not least, Michael Grove of the Los Angeles Dodgers goes to the IL with right lat tightness. We'll see what they called up a reliever for now to give depth to the bullpen. Emmett Sheehan was already sent back to AAA to activate Ryan Yarbrough. They have lots of moving parts now with the trades. Lance Lynn was filthy on Sunday, which was great to see. So with the trades the Dodgers made, Sheehan was able to be put back to the minors. He's been struggling anyways. He had a good appearance out of the pen this past week to get a 4-inning save, but he needs some more fine-tuning to join that rotation once again. All right, Underdog Fantasy, everybody. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to play with. Some of the early looks I'm checking out over the overnight lines. Tony Gonsolin over 3 earned runs. Remember, that game starts at 4:10 Eastern. It's a day game against the Padres. Gonsolin's been up a ton of contact, so be prepared for that one. Jorge Soler over 1.5 total bases. He's going to be in Great American Small Park versus a lefty. Soler loves him, some lefties, especially in the power department. It's going to be Soler over 1.5 total bases. Peter Lambert over 2.5 earned runs. He faces the Milwaukee Brewers. I expect the Brew Crew to keep things going against Lambert. And then Ken Waldichuk over 2.5 earned runs against the Texas Rangers. That's just a recipe for disaster for any pitcher, especially one like Ken Waldichuk. Again, everybody, that's underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Remember, you must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 or over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, some hitting highlights from Sunday. Davis Schneider, the prospect from the Jays, crushed. 4-for-5, home run, run scored, and 4 RBIs as the Jays beat the Red Sox 13-1 on Sunday. Schneider was called up for Friday's game. He's played 3 games now. He's hitting .692 in those 3 games with 2 homers, 3 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. In AAA, Schneider was hitting .275 with 21 home runs and 9 stolen bases. He obviously will not run this hot, but the talent is definitely there and showcased in the minors. He's playing second base while Whit Merrifield moved to the outfield. And the Jays plan on playing Schneider pretty much every day, making him quite fantasy viable. I picked him up in a lot of my NFBC leagues over the weekend. I think he's definitely worth a look in pretty much all formats, 12-team and deeper for sure. Kerry Carpenter of the Detroit Tigers, 3-for-4 with a home run, 3 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. Carpenter's just quietly putting together a nice year, .265 average, 12 home runs on the season for the Tigers. He's a nice source of power, especially in weekly matchups where he faces a lot of right-handed pitching. So keep an eye on Kerry Carpenter. And then Matt Wallner, love this guy. Absolutely love him. I call him Joey Gallo light. He actually hits for a better average than Joey Gallo, but very similar profiles. Wallner went 1-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. That was a walk-off home run off of Paul Sewald, who blew the save on Sunday. Since being recalled on July 17th, Wallner's hitting .238. See, there's the Joey Gallo thing. But he has 6 home runs, 13 runs scored, and 12 RBIs, the other part of the Joey Gallo thing. So Matt Wallner, definitely a guy that can be streamed in the right matchups. Even if you don't care about batting average, just want power numbers, he might be worth a look in certain formats. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Johan Oviedo, 7 shutout innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks. Oviedo looked great. He had 15 whiffs and a 31% CSW. Remember, he started out the year outstanding, really scuffled for a while. He's figured something out, folks, because over his last 5 games started since the All-Star break, Oviedo's had 31 innings pitched, 8 earned runs, 30 strikeouts. And 4 of those 5 starts, it's been 1 earned run or less. Oviedo's been very, very good, and he's back into the streamable world that he once was when the season started. Chase Silseth. Filthy. It should be Chase Filseth. He's just filthy. 7 innings, 2 earned, 4 hits, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts for Silseth as he took care of business against the Seattle Mariners. Angels actually lost, of course, but Silseth did his job. He had 21 whiffs and a 38% CSW. Over the last 3 games, all starts for Silseth, 17 and 2/3 innings, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, and 26 strikeouts. He's absolutely outstanding. I mentioned it on Twitter. I said, it's amazing the Angels can't find a guaranteed rotation spot for Silseth. Because like even he took the spot of Canning. Like Canning's on the IL. Canning's due back next week. So Silseth, as of now, doesn't even have a start scheduled next week, an official start. He probably will somehow find a spot. But it's amazing a pitcher of that talent on a team that went all in for Ohtani at the trade deadline. Now they're losing every game since then. You'd think you'd want Silseth in there to give you the best chance to win at least once out of every 5 days. Chicago White Sox, something went right for him. Jesse Schultz knocked somebody out instead. He went 6 innings, 2 earned, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts for Schultz. He has a decent prospect pedigree, and he showcased it so far. He had 13 whiffs and a 25% CSW on Sunday over his last 2 starts. So, those are the 2 since he got called back up in August. 12 innings pitched, 3 earned, 2 walks, 12 strikeouts. Very, very serviceable for Mr. Jesse Schultz. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Trevor May picked up his 11th save of the season as the A's beat the Giants 8-6. Gregory Santos is on the bereavement list right now, so Jimmy Lambert picked up his first save of the season for the Chicago White Sox. Felix Bautista kept doing Felix Bautista thing, picked up his 30th save of the season. Ryan Pressly is currently unavailable for the Astros as he's been scuffling slash kind of hurt. So Brian Abreu picked up his fourth save of the year on Sunday. Kyle Finnegan picked up his 17th save of the year for the Nats in Great American Small Park. Justin Lawrence picked up his 9th save of the year for the Rockies. And Albert Alzolay continues to look outstanding in the back end of that Cubs bullpen, especially with a Cubs team that's just winning all the time now. Alzolay picked up his 14th save of the year. Make sure you read the Daily Relief Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Monday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. We have an 8-game main slate starting around 7:05, you guys, p.m. Eastern time. There are a few early games. There's, like I mentioned, a 4:10 game between the Dodgers and the Padres, a couple 6:40 games in Great American Small Park and elsewhere. But the main slate, 8-game main slate, bats I'm liking, Brew Crew versus Peter Lambert. Keep going there. Yelich has been amazing. I like some Carlos Santana. Sal Frelick has been very, very good amongst William Contreras. There's a lot to like there in that Milwaukee lineup. Even Bryce Terang has been sneaky good. Could give you some value in the DFS streets. Texas at Ken Waldachuk, just play all your Rangers. Pretty simple there. And then if you want to be a little different, Yankees are still in Cease. You know, Jake Bowers is playing first base now. He's very cheap, $2,600. He can be sneaky nice versus Cease. A lot to like there. Cease just isn't quite the same. Pitching-wise, Spencer Strider against Pittsburgh Pirates, very expensive, probably worth it. Gerrit Cole versus the White Sox is outstanding. You got Freddie Peralta versus the Rockies. And if you want some cheapies, Dane Dunning at the Oakland Athletics. Dunning's been great of late. And then Cole Reagans, if you just want to super punt, is only $5,200. Great in his last start. We know that the signs were there in the minors. Nick Pollock's excited to have Reagans in the everyday rotation for the Royals. He gets the Red Sox, a good Red Sox team. So like, it's not going to be a cakewalk, but for $5,200, it is a nice little value on the slate. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday. Yuri Perez returns to the Marlins lineup after that whatever hiatus slash rest slash whatever they were doing with him. Unfortunately, he goes into Great American Small Park to face the Reds, but it's good to have Yuri back, who has a nice two-step this week. Spencer Strider versus the Pirates. We like Spencer Strider anytime he's on the mound. Always good stuff there. And then Gerrit Cole versus Dylan Cease. If the real Dylan Cease shows up, this is a heck of a matchup between two aces, Cole and Cease. So I am very excited about that in the grand scheme of things. All right, that'll do it, folks. Before we head on out, remember, check out pitcherlist.com. You will not regret it. Tons of great free written content, podcasts, and much, much more over there at pitcherlist.com. And then if you like it so much, go join PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it one bit. All the money helps grow the site to be bigger and better than ever. Plus, you get in the Discord, more great content that only PL Plus and PL Pro members get, and much, much more. So go check it out on pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. That'll do it, folks. I'm going to head on out of here. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Tuesday. But for now, this was the First Pitch Podcast, Monday, August 7th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.